thank you. Wow. Yeah, so good to be together again and again and again. And especially in this cycle, where strong things are happening and evolving. And I would love to see more people here on this moment, like I would have loved to see more people in the dome on Sunday morning, because something profound happened there. When David spoke about Sunrise Ranch as the shrine, and we and each of us as a shrine, at this most sacred altar, that every tree, every leaf of grass and tree, the kitchen, everything here that we stored is that shrine. And each of us and we as a collective. And what happened there to me and to the ones that were present was it felt through what David initiated and called forth the shrine as a download. And now I'm a pretty grounded spiritual person. I don't make these things up. It's not a romantic thing. It's through my long experience in spiritual work, also leading a network of 350 people, I recognize these moments. So I want to confirm strongly and put a stake in the ground that this was such a moment. And it was experienced that in the group and in the service expansion after that. So what happens when such a download takes place? Things start moving. It was the full moon. In fact, it was the purification full moon, Saturday. And something comes forth from a graceful gift from the heavenly realms, from that. And in my understanding, our Tuesday morning community-wide session was a part of that. Yeah, there's a design and control, and not control, but a harmonious, natural control pattern and a design that can come from there. One of the things I celebrate is that there is an expansion of leadership, the executive group, and more things came from that place. But mainly it's the intention. Now, what happens when there's a download as that moment of what we gave the beautiful words, the artful words of the shrine? And then I ask myself, what is the nature of the shrine? It contains a lot of heartfelt substance. That's the connection element. It contains a lot of understanding that will reveal itself in time. It contains power and energy. Substance, pneumoplasm, as we call it, intelligent energy. And it contains more than we think than that one beautiful moment. Yeah, to me, to use the term spiritual DNA, as a biologist, I like the term. So spirituality, DNA, spirals down from the heavens in the earthly realm, in the realm of our understanding and experience. And DNA contains a lot of information that doesn't get revealed immediately. It gets revealed in time. And some of it got revealed on the Tuesday morning, which will still land in the community and see where it lands and how it lands. And it may create peace. Now, there may be some people that experience that as a form of control and demand. And I would change the paradigm. I would say it's an invitation. Yeah, so Tuesday morning I experienced something of an element of lightness also in David's expression. It was not just a forceful act. Now we have a new a new structure. We need structure, of course. And it's an invitation. And in the field, you know, I see what happened before and what's still happening. There may be people who think they don't belong to that. People who think we are working hard, and there they are just talking. And I had some discussions today in that realm. And even the people who feel we are doing the hard work and they are doing it, they do that with so much love and so much love for this community and so much dedication. And it's just, there's just an illusionary boundary. I should be in control of my feelings. I'm still learning. So, you know, 7 minutes, I had 8 minutes, and I thought, this time I will be a good boy and not go beyond my time. Yeah, so what's happening now, I have understanding what's happening now in my emotional body. Somehow I am taking on something that I shouldn't take on, but I'm so much part through time of what's happening. You know, and it's painful for people who feel that they don't belong fully while they work hard. And that's really painful in their experience. And it's painful in the experience of the leadership that wants to invite. And we are not all perfect, but we are getting better. And we are getting there. And yeah, personally, I would invite everybody who feels, and that are mainly the people normally that are not here, but who feels a kind of excluded, not being part of it. Yeah. And being part of the spiritual celebration and communion is essential, because we are a spiritual community and we are here for this purpose. And just stepping into that space, in that experience, without yet understanding it, will give understanding. So welcome.